Vâng. Need permission. Zohar says, Chas v'shalom, a person should think the stories in the Torah meant to tell a story. The story, says the Zohar, is past and present future. Especially in Sefer Bereshit, you read the stories of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Hashem never meant. People should think they're reading a story. It's not a Torah. The story. Lesik's parasha starts. Yishlach Yaakov Malachim, out of St. Angels, after he left Laban's house. The Torah tells us details. As last week, parasha, Yaakov fled, ran away from Laban's house, and the Torah emphasized it took 7 days for Laban to catch Yaakov. You think about it. It's really irrelevant. Those stories are irrelevant, of course. But to say so many details about it. It took Laban 7 days to catch Yaakov. Who cares? Who cares how it took him? If you don't tell me that he called him, okay. 7 days. Then departed from him. And the Torah says, Yaakov decided to send a present to Esau. Machlok had either 520 animals or 580. The Torah itself is going to describe the wealth of Esau. It's an enormous amount of animals, sheep and camels, donkeys, that he had so many of them that when Yaakov arrived with his folk, with his animals, Esau was filled up with so many animals that Esau, with his generosity really, left Israel and went to Iraq, to our Seir. And the Torah emphasizes it, that the land could not hold so many animals. You can imagine. The description, how many Yaakov had, the Gemara says that Yaakov had 240,000 dogs to help him watch these animals. Can you imagine how many sheep and bulls and everything else he had? Enormous amount. So Torah tells you, look, Yaakov decided, since Esav hates him, he sent angels. He tells the angels, go tell Esav that I love him. So, and then he said, he's going to send him some present. Go on. Would you send this guy? He's a billionaire. And his business is sheep and all these things. That's his business. He sent him 520 animals. Mm-hmm. It's an embarrassment. It's a joke. If he would give him 100,000, it's a joke. He had millions of animals. Yes, sir. So what does Yaakov think? Yeah, I'm going to send him a present. And maybe he'll forgive me. Forgive me? It's an embarrassment. The Gemara tells us that Yaakov Abinu arrived in Eretz Yisrael, he made a pile. A pile, the Gemara says, a pile. A mountain of jewels and gold and silver in order for Esau to waive his right of his plot in Hebron, in Maratha Machpelah. So Yaakov had to convince Esau to sell him his place in Maratha Machpelah. And the price was a pile, the Gemara says. It was a mountain, the Gemara says. So, you think you send a few animals to Esav? If you think Esav is angry at you, and he wants to kill you, and your mother told you he wants to kill you, send him 580 animals and said they forgive you. It's a joke. Then the Torah says, they go forward. In the meantime, Yaakov comes to a place, to emphasize, a place called Ma'avar Yabok. Of course, there was no sign of the Mavayo. It's in Hebrew. The Torah gave a name to that passage. Probably it was in the Jordan River. Probably. That's when you crossed the Eretz Israel. So come Mavaya Bok. Mavaya Bok, everybody should know from that. This is a confession. Before somebody is being called by Kadosh Baruch Hu to go upstairs, so if he's up and his mind is working, and the doctor say, soon Hashem is going to take his neshama, is a text called Ma'avaya Bok, a confession. So the people that made this confession borrowed the name of Ma'avaya Bok from this parsha. There's a passage. Yabok, the word Yabok itself is Kabbalah, it's a major word. Yabok means. But still, Ma'avaya Bok, the passage of Yabok, it says, to emphasize that you know Yaakov is passing that place. So that place sounds like it's a death. It's a death place. And of course, after he crossed Mabaya Bok, the Gemara says he had to move all his fortune, millions of animals and all his fortune. Then the Gemara says that Yaakov forgot small cans on the other side. He goes to the other side to pick up those cans. To tell you, says the Gemara, the Tzadikim, they don't just waste things. The major thing, that Hashem is very upset at people that waste things. I don't care about this. Baruch Hashem, I'm well off. I don't care about this. If you're more stingy than you have money, then if you don't have money. The Gemara says the Torah has mercy on Mamunam Shel Israel, on Israel's fortune. And the person has to watch it. The Gemara says, how do you know this? He says, hey, look, Yaakov. Yaakov Baruch Hashem is a billionaire. And he forgot a few cans, small cans, on the other side of the Jordan River after he crossed everybody. He decided to go pick it up, to pick it up. But the first question is, what happened? Yaakov, you know, did not forget anything else but those cans. Very strange thing. And you remember after he crossed everything, it's such a good memory, that, oh, I forgot you cans on the other side. But you did remember to bring all your fortune. As the Gemara was saying, that he gave a pile of jewels to Esau. So how did you forget those cans? And how did you remember now that you forgot your cans? If it's so important, how did you forget it? If it's not important, how can you remember? The Torah says he went on the other side, there's an angel over there, fighting, trying to kill him. Kill him? Who is this angel? The Gemara says, this is Saul Shel Esav, this is Satan. Melach HaMavet. In America it's called Diablo. Diablo. Melach HaMavet wants to kill him. What did he do? The way we read the Torah, I don't know how to say the right word, but it sounds like a joke, you know. An angel got dressed like a person and is fighting with Yaakov. He's not fighting with Yaakov. Melach HaMavet comes to a person, doesn't fight with him. He takes the neshama and he runs away with it. Here, Hashem made this angel. This is Melach HaMavet. This is the guy that kills people. He is in the form of a person. He is wrestling with Yaakov. Wrestling with Yaakov, the Gemara says, Vayavek Yishimo. While they're wrestling, they are, of course, standing on the ground. There's no rings those days. And dust came up. All the way up, the Gemara says, to Hashem's chair, Kisei HaKavod. What does it mean exactly? Dust came up to the chair of Hashem. What does it mean exactly? Okay, all of a sudden, the Torah says that Yaakov is winning. The guy is on the floor. Of course, it's not a guy. The whole thing is fiction. And he tells Yaakov, okay, you won, I have to go now. I says, Yaakov asks him, why do you have to go? He says, because it's time for me today to sing to Hashem. Yaakov asks him, did you sing yesterday? No. 2 days ago? No. Last month? No. 2 months ago? No. Tomorrow? Today you have to sing? He said, today I got to sing. He gave us the version that this is the first time he's supposed to sing. In one version, the Gemara says. I see he has it mostly. He wants to go sing. He wants to go singing. Jacob said, "You're not going singing. I don't let you. You got to stay over here." So the guy, this guy asked Jacob, "So when are you going to send me? When are you going to, excuse me? When are you going to release me?" Jacob said, "When you give me a bracha." Jacob realized that this angel is the one that presents Esav, and he wants this angel to pardon him. Pardon. His angel, you should waive the complaint that Esav is against me. What does it mean? It means a very, very easy thing. It means, the Gemara says, every person has an angel upstairs. And the angel upstairs, he goes inside the person, he tells him what to do. People think, you know, I decided this and such and this. Sometimes they tell me, how did I make this decision? I made the wrong decision in my life. I decided I want to become a doctor. Why? I don't know. You don't know? I know. It's an angel upstairs, goes inside. The Gemara tells us. The Gemara tells us, Chachamim went to Rome. It was the decree of the Romans in Machshima. Very bad things against the Jews. Chachamim went on a boat. On the boat they met a shed. A shed, Dion. The shed tells them, his name is Ben Tamalion. The Gemara Mila. The shed tells them, I know where you're going. The Shedim know, they know everything. They know everything. They know what you're going to Kisei Kavod. They know. They go up there, they know. I know somebody went to, I told you, but you that guy? I told you. No. I never told you. Huh? I knew somebody who went to a Yemenite guy in Yerushalayim, had a book of the Shedim from Shlomo HaMelech. And people used to go to him. I don't know if the guy is still alive. And he used to tell people what the Shedim used to tell him what's going on in Shammai. So this guy, I drove him one day, he told me his father was very sick, he was from London. And he went to all the Mekubalim, and everybody said, "For Shlema, for your father, for Shlema, give me this, give me that, for Shlema, your father." He went to Yerushalayim to this Yemenite guy, and he asked the Yemenite guy, "Can you call a shed? It's now time, you know, it's not 500 years ago. It's about 40 years ago. Maybe about 45 years ago." He said, "Can you call up a shed? Ask him what's going on in Shammayim." Shit came and told him his father is going to die. And Shammayim is already dead. And his father died. And that Yemenite guy told the guy that told me his story, he was a very holy man. He just died also. Very, very holy man. Big, big, big guy from Mansi. I told him that, I don't know, a week ago, somebody came to him and ask him, "Can you ask a shade a question for me? Just ask him a question about business, about this." So while he was standing next to the guy and asked the Yemenite guy to call the shade, all of a sudden a rock flew from someplace. The shade threw a rock on the person. I said, "Gemara, the Gemara says, it's not a Zohar. The Gemara says, shedim used to come and warn people, don't do this, don't do that." That shed on the boat told Chachamim, "I'm going now to Rome, and I'm going to go inside the scissors' daughter, the princess, and she will start to say la 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 da 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 da, and say she's not normal, and you're going to arrive, and you say you want to see the scissor, and they tell you you can't see the scissor. His daughter got sick." He said, "No, don't worry about it. We'll heal her. We're Chachamim, we know what to do. And you come over there to the palace, and I'll fly out of her head, and she'll become normal." And the sister would cancel the decree, and that's what happened. That's the story over here. You read the Torah, all of a sudden you read that Yaakov met Esav, and Esav hugs him. Maybe according to one Chachamim, he tried to bite him, maybe. But you are wondering about it. It's true, and just came and hit upon the people. Still, Esav is Esav. Why? What happened? He changed his mind. The Gemara says, In that moment, one of the persons said in the Gemara that at that moment Esav hugged him, he loved him. He loved him. It's nothing. Because it's like a remote control. This is the angel in upstairs tell you what to do. So that's what Yaakov is asking the angel. He says, I'm going to release you, and if you promise me that you're going to waive the complaint that Esav has. What's going to help? But Esav is not. No, the answer is this. He is the angel that represents Esav. He's on the top. And he's going to go into Esav's head. He's going to say, forgive him. And that's what happened. Yaakov's going to meet Esav in a few hours. And after Esav, if he met him, all of a sudden, buddy is his best friend. How did it happen? Why? Because he sent him 120 animals. Because the angel did it. So Yaakov said, I'm not going to release you. I'm going to release you. So the angel tells him, you know what? I want to tell you, inside information, you know. In America, say inside information, you go to jail for 100 years. You kill somebody, you're money angel. Inside is the worst of the worst. So the angel tells Yaakov, I have inside information for you. You don't know something, I know something from Shamayim, I know. And in a few days, you're going to reach the destination. You're going to go to Betkel. Where you, over there you put a monument, Hashem is waiting for you over there. I'll be there. Over there, Hashem is going to change your name, Israel. And Israel means that everything is fixed, nothing between you and yourself. But it has to be Israel. What is Israel? Okay, Israel. Why you have to add a name to Yaakov? For what? His name is Yaakov Israel. By the way, it's a very powerful name. The two names together, Yaakov Israel. So Yaakov said, no. Now you got to say it now, right now. Right now you have. So the angel tells him, listen, I don't want to rush. I just told you, you don't believe me. He says, in a few days Hashem will do it. I'll be there. He tells him, I'll be there and I will agree. Hashem will say this. And I said, yeah, waive the complaint of Esau. I said, no, today. I said, okay, today. So in the text, it says, the mission of Yaakov and Israel, said, tells him, your name is Israel. Before he releases him, Yaakov asks him, what's your name? So, why do you have to know his name? Why do you have to know his name? Anyway, he wants to know his name. So the angel tells him, I have few passports. It means like this, he tells him, listen, every mission I have a different name. You know, like he works for the Mossad, you know. I know somebody, he comes to our shul in Mansi. His name is Gadi. I've written about him in the newspaper. He was involved in Iran, taking all this secret information about the nuclear thing. He comes to our shul. Every time he looks different. He has different passports. Different. And the angel tells the Yaakov this. You know, it depends where I'm going. If I go this way, my name is this way. Excuse me, it's not true. It's not true. You Malach HaMavet. You the Satan. What mission you have? I believe angels, they have no names. And Hashem one day send them for this mission, for that mission. So maybe they have different names. But he has only one mission, this guy. He is the Satan. What does he do? Flat tires, disturb Shalom Bayit. Burn buildings in Englewood. There's nothing he does. That's what he does. So he tells Yaakov, I got different names, different mission. You got no mission. You all the time, you're the Mazik. You're a damager, you're a bad person, you're a bad entity. That's what you do. So no, I got a few names. That's the flu back finish. Then the Torah continues. That Yaakov goes. He's gonna come. To Shechem, and the Torah says, "Be'avo Yaakov Shalem." Yaakov is complete. Shalem begufo. He was healed from his limping. Shalem b'mamono, his fortune. Shalem b'torato, he remembers the Torah. But he's in Shechem. Okay, fine. I said, "What is it for me?" The Zohar says like this: This is really the key to understand what's going on here. Now it says the fight between Yaakov and the angel occurred on Tisha B'Av. But Tisha B'Av before the golden calf was supposed to be Yom Kippur. The Gemara tells us this. When Hashem took us out of Egypt, Hashem decided every month should be a Jewish holiday. This is in order for us, so-called, not to lose the connection between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Chodesh Nisan is the first month, we have Pesach. Iyar, second month, we have Pesach Sheni. Sivan, third month, we have Shavuot. Fourth month, Tammuz, we should have had Rosh Hashanah, but we made the golden calf. Hashem pushed Rosh Hashanah away. Av, we should have Yom Kippur. Hashem pushed it away because of the golden calf. Elul, we should have had Sukkot. Hashem pushed it away. I understand why on Tishrei we have so many holidays. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot. Why did Hashem make it? Of course, explanation. No. It wasn't meant this way. It was meant that every month we should have a holiday. We, because we did the golden calf, we messed the calendar. And by the way, the calendar is messed. Every month the calendar is messed. Chafetz Chaim writes in Mishnah Berurah, he hopes Mashiach will come very quickly because it's not accurate, our calendar is not accurate. Sometimes, you know, the Rosh Chodesh is 2 days after the birth of the moon. It's totally wrong, totally wrong. Mishnah Berurah writes it in his book. Messed up. Anyway, this all says that the fight took place on Tisha B'Av, this was on Yom Kippur. Actually, the name Yom Kippur comes from the word kapara. The first time in the Torah it says that root kapara here. Yaakov is in the text, it says. When Yaakov is telling the people, go take those animals, Yaakov says, Ulaya chapra panav. Chapra panav, ulaya sapanai. Yaakov said, those animals are going to be a kapara for me. What kapara for you? Because it's Yom Kippur coming up. But Yaakov is talking to himself, was a day or 2 days before Yom Kippur. He says, I need a kapara. Hey, kapara. Esau wants to kill you. Hey, kapara. I said, it doesn't come like this. Yeah. Somebody called me from Uman. A few weeks ago. I said, I'm stuck in the airport over there, in Ukraine, I think. He says, because of Corona, I don't have the papers. They don't want to let me on the plane. Back to Israel, because they're going to get a fine. So I told him to say, pray to Hashem. He says, no, he wants me to pray for him. Okay, I'll pray for you. So, took him on the plane. And a few hours later, he called me from Israel. He called me from Israel and said, I got a major problem. I said, what's the problem? Where are you? He said, I'm in the airport. They won't put the handcuffs on me, send me back to Uman. Why did I come to Israel? Without permission. I had no permission because of Corona. No permission. They want to deport me back to Uman with handcuffs 2 o'clock in the morning at the airport. 3 o'clock in the morning. To see, why are you calling me now? I said, you tell me what to do. I said, you want to listen to me? I said, yeah. I said, you have to do teshuva. Do teshuva. You know, from the first day that you remember yourself, regret, tell the Kadosh Baruch Hu, sorry. Then, say to him, Hashem listens to you. Without confession, Hashem doesn't listen to you. Hashem is not a cow. So, Hashem called me, an hour later, 2 hours later, he had released me. So, Yaakov Avinu, when he sends those animals to Esau, he uses the word achapra panav. Achapra panav means, I'll be clean in front of Esau. Okay? And why he's saying it? Because it's Yom Kippur. You confess, fine, very good. So Chachamim say you have to know what to confess. Between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, quietly, you have to confess in order for your tefillah to go up, and not Chas Shalom, tefillah get stuck. Says the Baal Hashem Tov, says the Ari, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends a person a hint in his life. What does he have to do to Shuvah? This is the Baal Shem Tov. After David HaMelech took Bathsheba, Hashem said Natan the Nabi to David and told David a fiction story. Told him, listen, David, you have a heart ever? There's a rich man in the poor man, somebody very rich. And the poor man has only one sheep. And that rich man had a guest. He went to the backyard of the poor man. He took the sheep and made barbecue for his guest. So David HaMelech said, we have to kill this guy. So Natan Navi pointed his finger and says, you are the one. Why you took Bathsheba? She was married to this guy, Uriah. You can have any girl in the world because you're the king. Why did you do it? You made your own verdict on yourself. That's what you did. This is about Hashem Tov. Says, Ari, Hashem gives a person a chance. If somebody sees something, says, this man is it. This, you saw this, is because it's you. Hashem wanted you. They said the Baal Hashem Tov one day, on Shabbat, he went outside. After that, he walked down the street, he saw somebody smoking a cigarette. A Jew. So the Baal Hashem Tov, his head, what said, oh, what it means, I tell you what it is. I don't respect Talmid Chachamim, because Shabbat is like Talmid Chacham. I have to go to respect Chacham. He went to Pozna, was the Pnei Yoshua, was one of the chief, Rishon Lezion, and he was an old man. Hashem Tov went over to him and asked him, do you smoke? I said, yo. He said, yes, let me light your cigarette. I said, I saw a person smoking on Shabbat. He gave me, so-called in my head, that Hashem wants me to do something with a cigarette, but to Talmid Chacham. It's not that I thought, oh, this guy doesn't keep Shabbat. I say, you saw that guy, it's because it's a message for you. I say, the Nazir. I say, the person comes to the Talmid, she sees over there the drag lady, that this the husband said she didn't behave. The man says, you saw it? Oh, you saw it. Oh. Listen, you become Nazir. Because you're not better than that thing. When you see a scenery, they say, somebody Hashalom sees an accident on the highway. You say, Agumel, you're not there. But you should know. You should know, it's a message. Kodesh Baruch Hu, God of mercy, wants a person to do teshuva. And my message is, okay, fine. What's the message? Here's the message. And Yaakov Avinu comes to Ma'avar Yabok. It is the confession before death. Of course, Yaakov Avinu, I don't know, didn't say whether they assigned him Ma'avar Yabok. But Torah says, look, that's the whole story right now. What's the story? Look, Yaakov Avinu is going to move from one side, the Gemara says, of the Jordan River to the other side. And then he remembers, I forgot cans. He's going to go over there. And now the angels from Shamayim wants to kill him. So why he wants to kill him? I tell you what the Gemara says. The angel tells Yaakov himself. And says, you know, you made a neder. Before you left to Laban's house, you made a neder. And you said, and you had a dream. In the morning you got up and you took some oil and you poured on the monument. And you said, if I come back, when I come back, I will go straight to that monument, to that piece of stone, and also I'm going to make it a house for Hashem. And then at the end of the day, he's doing it soon. In one chapter, he's going to come back to Israel, he's going to go to that monument, he's going to pour oil on it. He says, Yaakov, you forgot the cans of oil. And he says, Yaakov, what is it, you know what it means? It means you should have gotten the message. The Gemara says, Rachel Aminu died, and Dinah was kidnapped because Yaakov delayed his neder. Because neder goes up to Kisei HaKavod. It's so important to say a neder. And Yaakov Avinu didn't get the message. He goes back to get the cans because it's a valuable thing. And so the Gemara says they don't just abandon things. Good. But why don't you think in your head, did you remember to bring all your fortune to the other side of the river? The cans you forgot. It's the message. And angel tells him, I'm here to kill you. Because you didn't. So what happened? You can't win an angel. The Gemara says, Michael came from Shamayim. Because Yaakov at that moment says, oh, now he confessed. He says, I'm sorry. So the Gemara says, when Nuriel says, at that moment Michael came from Shamayim. and picked up little Levi, Yaakov's son Levi, and brought Levi to Hashem. He says, you say this, he is the Maaser of the children. Yaakov said as well, he's going to give Maaser. That's the guy. About the Neder, Yaakov is going to go to the Neder soon. Wait. But Yaakov also said he's going to give 10%. Where's the 10%? 10% is given from the children too. Hashem saw this. At that moment, the Satan is on the floor and Yaakov holding his neck. Yaakov is winning. What do you mean Yaakov is winning? He says, that's the message for us. It's of course not the fiction. But Yaakov is able, so-called, to survive, not only to survive, just to put the Satan down. But by the way, you should know that's the mission. The mission is to destroy him. Or Chaim writes in his commentary that he had a dream that he had a fight with the Satan and he put him down. But he said that he couldn't put down Satan's wife. Satan has four wives. He said he couldn't put them down. So this is the mission. It's not the story of what happened with Yaakov. It meant to us. Soon you hear what I'm saying. So he's on the floor. And on the floor because Yaakov confessed now at Yom Kippur. And he's winning. I understand, off the record, you understand that Yom Kippur starts Kol Nidre. I don't know if you ever thought about it. I didn't understand it all my life. If you did a Torah and Rim, you say, Rosh Hashanah, we did it already. So why Yom Kippur is Kol Nidre? Of course, according to Kabbalah, there's an answer. But without the Kabbalah, is a Kol Nidre. Why is it Kol Nidre? It's only Darim, cancel Darim, those Darim, let them do Darim. Why has to do Darim and Yom Kippur? But they think it. Because the Yom Kippur, Yaakov Avinu, almost died because he fulfilled the Neder. Because it's Yom Kippur today. Yom Kippur is coming. So the night of Yom Kippur, he has the fight with an angel. I said, what happened? And he told me, Kol Nidre, he didn't fulfill the Neder. He is the one and says, okay, the guy said to Yaakov, please release me. I have to go upstairs thinking. He said, what's thinking today? He didn't think yesterday. What happened today? So Chafetz Chaim writes in his book like this. A person can pray all his life. Hashem never hears his prayer. Never. Because you pray from the mouth. That mouth speaks Lashon Hara. I'm not talking about Chas Shalom. Chafetz Chaim said, he eats something not kosher. Or Chas Shalom, he says, worse than Lashon Hara. From the same mouth that you want to ask Hashem, the mouth has to be so pure that you cannot use it for something else. Says the Ari, says the Zohar, says, one day a year, Satan is not the prosecutor. He says, the whole day Satan is the Lashon Hara. The whole day. He comes to Hashem, This, and that's why Hashem lets him do what he does. The Quran. The Quran is not from Hashem, it's from the Satan. Hashem Shavuot Apollo says it. I told you this before. No. Told you. Satan, yeah. Hashem Shavuot Apollo says it. So he cannot sing the whole year. Why is on the floor now? He tells Yaakov, I got to sing today. So what? You didn't sing yesterday? No. Last month? No. Happy? No. He's not allowed to sing. He's allowed to sing only once a year. The day his mouth is shut. Because Yom Kippur, the Zohar says, the Satan has no right to prosecute people and to talk to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Rosh Hashanah, yeah. But not Yom Kippur. That's what the Torah tells you. The guys on the floor tell Yaakov, release me. Again, the whole thing is fiction. It's a message for us. But on Yom Kippur, you can hold the Satan down, the night of Yom Kippur. Why are you holding it down? Because you confess. This is why Mincha Erev Yom Kippur, we do a long Mincha confession. That's the secret about the Erev Yom Kippur. That's the secret of the Siddurot. Yaakov said to him, I'm not releasing you. The guy said, okay, I have instant permission for you. A few days you're going to end up over there in Betkel, and Hashem is going to call your name Israel. No, Israel means in Eretz Israel, I'm Israel. No, the secret behind it. Israel means it's two words. It's Yasar Kel. Yasar means you became a minister. Became a minister. Yaakov was elevated because he came from Laban's house. He did not attack Laban. He let Laban steal from him 100 times. Never said a lie in his mouth. Never told Laban off. You cheated me 100 times. Humble, the Gemara says, his humbleness is better than the Torah of David HaMelech, the Gemara says. And vatanutan shel avot velo toratan shel banim. Hashem said, I love the humbleness of Yaakov more than Torah of David HaMelech. The Gemara says, David HaMelech was in Sanhedrin. Everything David HaMelech said was accepted. Forget about it. Hashem said, I love Yaakov, I love Yaakov. Yisraeli Shurun, straightforward. No tricks, no shooting, nothing. That's what the angel tells him. Listen, in a few days, Hashem will add a name to Israel. And as I said before, Yaakov Israel, the two names together, is a very powerful name, against the Satan. Numerical value, if you write Israel, Yaakov, and you write Yaakov with a vowel, equal to Rabbeinu Shemnatam Chasak, Venu Taranu Nara. Destroy the Satan. That's how big it is. Yaakov, you can say. And actually, the Gemara says Yaakov is so great because Yaakov never died, the Gemara says. When Yaakov died in Egypt, he didn't die. The Gemara said he didn't die, so what? The mom made him? The Gemara said the mom made him for nothing. He had anesthesia, and the mom made him, and then he woke up, and they buried him alive. He never died. Why never died? How can he die? Look, he put him down over here. He's stronger than Satan. What do you mean stronger? Not physically, spiritually, he's stronger than him. And this whole thing is happening on Yom Kippur. That's why he tells the angel, listen, I don't accept what you say. So what do you mean? In a few days, Hashem will do this. I said, no, I need it today because today is Yom Kippur. That's what he tells it. I need from you now a statement that you have no complaint against me about taking the brachot. And of course, he's going to go to Esav. He's going to tell Esav this. Esav is going to go. He's going to hug him. And he's going to kiss him. And so what happened? Because the angel already with the complaint. And then Yaakov said, I need today from you. He said, I gave you inside information. He said, no, we have information. He said, nevertheless, inside information, fine. I'm going to be there, fine. But I need from you today to say it because I don't want any complaint from HaKadosh Baruch Hu on me on Yom Kippur. Yaakov asked him, what's your name? I said, let me tell you. My name, I have a few names. He said, you have a few names. It's not true, you're lying. He said, no, it's not true. I'll explain to you. So most of the angels, it's not true what I say, it's not most. Major part of the angels, the name of the angel ends with Kel. Like Gabriel, Michael, Raphael, Uriel, Noriel, Adriel. There's a lot of names. Because Aleph and Lamed is the name of kindness. It means that every angel, when he goes to the mission, whatever Hashem tells him to do, has some kind of kindness that might come out of it. Let's call me Azia Samatok. Sometimes from a bad thing that happened to you, something good can happen. You think it's a tragedy? Right, it's a tragedy. But if you pray to Hashem, and you give tzedakah, the thing at the end will give you something good. It's a story about Shimshon. He asked people over there, how can it be something sweet will come from something sour? And there was a story over there with honey and a lion. So this is Abraham Kanivsky's brother-in-law, his name is Rav Zilberstein. He has a lot of books. One of his books, he writes a story like this. There's a guy in America, true story. They ask him the question. It's a question by Halacha. A guy in America, had to fly someplace, I don't remember where. And he goes into the car service, and the driver takes his time. He goes to a gas station, goes over there, buy himself something to eat. Speak on the call somebody on the phone, back and forth. The guy's nervous wreck. And he tells him, can you hurry up? I'm giving myself a flight. The guy said, don't scream at me. This is the way I drive. You don't like it? Get off. He says to the guy is already boiling himself. You know, short fuse, 220 voltage. Furious. He gets to the airport. The plane leaves. Plane leaves. He's calling his wife. He's screaming. At the end, the plane crashed. And he asked the question if he has to pay the driver or not. That was the question. I says, I hired the driver, you know, to take me to the airport to make the plane. He took his time on purpose. Remember, I don't know why. So I missed the plane. But something could happen if I missed the plane. If I would have made the plane, I would be dead. It's a true story, not a fiction. Jesus says, Satan, his name is Samech Mem and Aleph and Lamed. That's what he tells Yaakov, listen. You don't understand. It's true right now that I was about to kill you, right? Not only that, I hurt you. Yaakov is limping. But from that thing now that you confessed and you understand what you did in Yom Kippur, you reach a level. The level is Israel. You are an angel with Kel. This is the power of Am Yisrael. That's the secret of Yom Kippur. You know, the Shulchan Aruch, you should wear white. You should try to stand up like angels. The person doesn't even look like a monkey. A monkey is holier than him. So you think you put the jalabiya, you become Baba Sali. No. It's a message. What is the destination on Yom Kippur, says the Zohar? What's the destination? He says you have to be like Yaakov Avinu. To survive tragedies, the Satan, is you have to be on the level of an angel. I says, who do you know? I says, Yaakov Avinu. That's the Torah writes the story. The whole purpose of the story over here is to get us to understand. It's not past what happened to Yaakov Avinu. Says the Zohar, it's the future tense. It's for us to know how to survive your life. In difficult times, everything is a Satan. But he has Aleph and Lamed in his name. It means something good will come out of it. It says that thing is needed to you. You're fine. So here we go back. When Yaakov left Laban's house, it was Rosh Hashanah. According to the calendar. Because the Gemara says, Rambam says, whatever happened to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov is future tense. When you read Sefer Bereshit, when you get to Sefer Shemot, you see that what happened to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov happened to Am Yisrael in Egypt. So what happened in Egypt? One day we're going to go out very rich from Egypt. Here Yaakov is going out from Laban's house, very rich. The Gemara says, on Rosh Hashanah, Am Yisrael already finished being slaves, even though we came out of Egypt on Pesach. But Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara says, no more work, no more being slaves. Okay, here we go. Yaakov, Rosh Hashanah. And if you know the time element, that's what Torah tells you, took Laban 7 days to reach Yaakov. And they reached Yaakov, and this took Yaakov also a few days. As his calculation is possible, it's exactly what Rosh Hashanah, either it's 10 days before or 3 weeks before should have been. So he left Laban's house, Rosh Hashanah. Gemara says, why Yaakov is leaving, really? Because Yosef was born. Yosef was born at Laban's house. Gemara says, Yosef came out of jail on Rosh Hashanah as well. So he takes Yosef with him. So you have Rosh Hashanah, and now we have Yom Kippur. This is where the angel tried to kill him. And after that comes Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. Sukkot. Here. Torah tells you. Yaakov is going to come to Shechem. He made Sukkot of it. And then David the Melech says in Tehillim, I think chapter 20, chapter 76. Vahi b'shalem Sukko. Vahi b'shalem Sukko. When the Sukkah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was finished. Umonato Betzion, Hashem dwells in Yerushalayim. Said this in Tehillim, Vayi b'shalem Sukko. Here the Torah says, Vayavo Yaakov Shalem, Yishchem, and made the Sukkah. That's the Torah tells you. to be complete. You are complete after Rosh Hashanah. After Yom Kippur, you behave like Yaakov Avinu. The next destination is you come to Tzrel, Shalem, complete. That says your body, you're healthy, Baruch Hashem. Amono, your fortune, Baruch Hashem, Parnasa. That says Torah Tor, that says Olam Haba, you have it in your hand. And why? Because Yaakov Avinu. You have to be like Yaakov Avinu. As the Gemara says, Yavatcha Hashem, say every morning, Shacharit, before Shacharit, Mavatcha Shavta Oto, Kadosh Shmo, Yisrael Vishurun. As Hashem loves Yaakov. And Hashem added a name to him, Yisrael. And then another name later, Yeshurun it, because he was straight. And says, that's how you overcome the Satan. That's the purpose. That's the idea of the parasha. That's what the Zohar said. It's a preparation for Mashiach. The person needs to elevate himself to become an angel and Mashiach. Amen.